It's a new Premier League season and the coach home is back and we are delighted that it is. And I'm John Gibbons, your host, and I'm joined by Mo Stewart. And we're going to be on a bit of a squad rotation system this year, Mo, I think it is. I think, well, I don't know how much you're going to rotate actually, but I always like doing this show. It's going to keep you up to date with what's going on. And it's been obviously an interesting summer for a lot of clubs, not just Liverpool. But first of all, joined by Bradley Hayden. And What interested me a lot, Bradley, about watching the weekend, there's a bit of a running joke outside of Watford, which is maybe a bit unfair, but it's that Watford have always got three or four players that you don't know who they are. It seems to be such a rotating kind of, you know, not just a manager, but also the kind of players. I watched a bit of Watford on Match of the Day at the weekend, and there suddenly seems to be, a bit of stability there. And, there are a lot of guys who are new, you're playing in a style that are recognised as a Watford way. And, yeah, routine win.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned there about the stability. I think it's the first time since we've come up in the Premier League that Javi Gracia is, we've had a head coach or a manager who's sort of been in charge for the end of one season and started next. So, I mean, there's divided opinions among Watford fans about whether Javi Gracia was the man to take us forward in the last season. But personally, I thought he should have been given the chance. And we've had a good season results-wise, but the injuries off the pitch are still causing us problems. I mean, Decore didn't play all pre-season, but started the first game. Delefeu Chalobah have not played a minute in pre-season, but hopefully they'll be back soon. So the injury problems are still there, but as you say, a good team performance and a surprise, really, because I'm not sure many Watford fans were expecting that sort of performance, to be honest. And 4-4-2 as well. I mean, it's something we called for a lot last season, playing two up front, because Gray is a lot better with a strike partner, I feel, and same for Deeney as well. And probably that worked quite well, and that it was good for Watford, because there was quite a few fans, and probably rightly so, that were frustrated that Watford didn't bring in another striker this summer, because Deeney and Gray and Okaka all sort of faltered and flattered to deceive at times last season. So there was a sense of frustration on that front that we didn't bring in a striker. But as you say, there is growing stability at Watford, having Gracia in charge now.